Well, Jane Ace is anxious for her best friend, Marge, to marry Neil Williams. But she learned that Neil can't marry anybody because he has his widowed mother to look after. So Jane's trying to find somebody for the mother to marry. Tonight, Mr. Ace has invited to dinner old man Neff, a prospective real estate client. Jane has invited Mrs. Williams, hoping for a match. The guests are still in the dining room, but here comes Mr. Ace alone into the living room. Listen.
Oh, I knew she would start. I'm going to... Jane? Jane?
Yes?
Can I see you a minute?
Where are you, dear?
In the living room. Out here. Come here, will you?
Well, I didn't see you get up.
Come here.
Oh, what is it? What's the matter? What's happened?
What hasn't?
Beg pardon?
Listen, Jane, what are you trying to do?
When?
Why do you keep talking so much? What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to make everybody have a good time.
Listen, Mr. Neff is just about to burst a blood vessel any minute. Will you please lay off of him? Will you stop trying to make him talk to Mrs. Williams?
But I thought they ought to get better acquainted.
I was afraid of that. I told you not to force anything. I've got him here because he means a big business deal to me. I certainly won't get anywhere with the way you're carrying on. In the first place, he had to wait an hour and a half before dinner was served. That started him off on the wrong foot.
Well, I didn't know you told him 6:30.
Yeah. Yes, in the second place, he didn't know there was going to be a Mrs. Williams here, and he certainly is in no mood to entertain her. Now, will you please stop asking him if he doesn't think Mrs. Williams' hair is the most gorgeous shade of gray he ever saw?
Well, it is, dear. She looks awfully sweet, I think.
I know it is, Jane. It's beautiful. But stop talking to him about it. Besides, you're so obvious about this match you're trying to make that Marge is going to catch on in the first thing you know.
Oh, she doesn't know.
Well, she better not know. Now, look, Jane, when they come away from the table and sit around here, will you please just lay off. You can talk about anything, any ordinary thing, without acting like you're trying to throw Mrs. Williams at the old skinflint, can't you? Give them time. Now, please, Jane, this means a big deal for me if I put it over.
Well, it means just as much to me if Neil's mother gets married to Marge and
Neil. Will you? I think they're coming in here.
What?
They're coming in.
Oh.
This is a fine state of affairs. The host and hostess deserting their guests.
We're sorry, Marge.
Yes, we were just talking about...
I was just saying that everything's comfortable in here so we can sit around and rest off some of that dinner.
It was a beautiful dinner, Mrs. A.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Williams. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That pie was simply delicious.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, have a cigar, Mr. Neff?
No.
Oh, you don't smoke. I forgot.
I do smoke.
Well, these are some mighty fine cigars if you...
I can't smoke with indigestion.
Oh, Mr. Neff, is there something we can get you?
No, I'll just have to suffer, I guess. That's what comes with sitting down to dinner when I'm mad.
Mad?
Yes, you told me dinner was to be at 6:30.
Oh, well, you see, we had to wait for Mrs. Williams.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Neff.
I can get you some bichloride, Mr. Neff.
Some bichloride?
Jane, she doesn't mean that, Mr. Neff. Won't you sit down, Mr. Neff? Maybe if you rested and sort of took it easy.
Yes, sit over here by Mrs. Williams.
No, I'll just stand up and circulate around. Maybe it'll wear off.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Neff, if I'm to blame for
it. Oh, be careful, Mr. Neff. There's a piece of something on your tie.
What?
Oh, you did it. It's on your vest. Now, wait now.
What's going on?
There, I got it. Oh, it's some of the pie.
It was a delicious pie, Mrs. A.
Oh, I hope that doesn't stain.
Jane, get some cold water, and maybe you can catch that spot before it...
No, I'm all right. Don't bother about it.
Well, it'll stain, Mr. Neff, if I don't...
It's quite all right, Mrs. A.
Yes, Jane, don't bother
about
it.
It's not very noticeable, Mr. Neff.
No, it's all right, quite all right.
Well, I guess you look good in anything you eat, Mr. Neff.
Jane, will you...
Well, enough joking around. Let's just sit around and... Oh, well, how about playing some bridge? Would you like that, Mrs. Williams?
Well, I can't play bridge, Mrs. A.
Oh, it's easy. You'll love it.
But, Jane, she doesn't play bridge.
Well, I can show her in a jitney. Would you like it, Mr. Neff?
What?
Would you like to play bridge?
Don't play bridge.
Oh, it's easy. You'll love it.
Jane, I don't think this would be a very appropriate time to start teaching bridge.
But it's so easy. Anybody can learn.
I'm afraid I'd never learn, Mrs. A. I often play solitaire in the evenings when I'm waiting up for Neil.
Solitaire? Well, bridge is something like
Jane,
solitaire.
Jane, if neither Mr. Neff or Mrs. Williams play bridge...
Never played bridge in my life. Sometimes I play a hand or two solitaire before going to bed.
You do? Then how about you and Mrs. Williams playing solitaire and we can sit around and watch you?
Now, that would be exciting, wouldn't it, Jane?
I'm afraid I don't even play solitaire well enough to play it in public, Mrs. A.
Oh, now, Mrs. Williams, don't tell me you cheat at it.
Well, I'm afraid sometimes I do. Just a little bit, though.
Well, I don't blame you.
Well, I guess almost everybody does, Mrs. Williams.
Yes. Oh,
Mr.
Ace,
I'd like
see
to...
about...
Oh, excuse me.
you go ahead, Mr. Neff. I was only
going to... Well, that's all right. Go right ahead.
And now you go on.
Will you please say what you were going to say?
What was it, Jane? Go ahead.
Oh, I was only going to say it must be about 20 after or 20 minutes too. It always is when everybody stops talking like we just did.
I don't get what you're talking about, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, haven't you noticed that? Well, just like we did a minute ago. You know, we were all talking and all of a sudden everybody stopped.
Sort of a lull in the conversation, you mean?
Yes, that's it. And if you look at your watch, every time a thing like that happens, you'll always notice it's either 20 minutes after something or 20 minutes to something. It always works out that way. I don't know why, but it always does.
Yeah. It's 6 minutes to nine.
What?
The time is now 6 minutes to nine.
6 minutes? Well, that's the first time.
What were you going to say, Mr. Neff, way back there at 7 minutes to nine?
Slipped my mind. I don't remember.
You were going to say something to me, remember?
No, I can't remember what it was.
Are you feeling any better, Mr. Neff?
Well, I can't tell yet. It takes time. I get these attacks about once a month.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Mr. Neff. I used to get spells like that, too, a couple of years ago.
Well, not like these I get.
Well, they were awfully bad, Mr. Neff.
No, not like the attacks I get.
Well, I was in bed for a whole month at a time once, with one attack.
Well, I ought to be in bed all the time if I'd let myself. Never get any attacks like that.
Well, I had a doctor who told me...
No, I've had a dozen doctors.
Well, this doctor is an old friend of the family's, and I always...
No, you never had an attack as bad as any I get, Mrs. Wilson.
Mrs. Williams.
What?
I say the name is Mrs. Williams.
Oh, I'm very happy. Oh, no. My attacks sometimes last all night.
I had one that lasted a week.
Why, I had... A week?
Absolutely. A whole week.
Well, what do you know about that?
Looks like the winner and new champion is Mrs. Williams.
I can't get over it. It was 6 minutes to nine. Are you sure, Mr.
Jane, forget about that, will you? Oh.
But I haven't had an attack in 2 years now.
Well, you see, you're lucky. I have one about once a month. Got one tonight. Knew I was going to have it.
I know just the thing for you.
There isn't anything for it. I just have to suffer.
Oh, but I found something that really...
Well, I've been to a dozen doctors.
Well, if you don't want to listen, Mr. Neff...
Listen to you? What's there to listen to? I tell you...
Well, Mr. Neff, maybe Mrs. Williams may have something.
Don't know what it could be. I spent a fortune hunting for it.
I'll be glad to fix you someday.
Fix me some what?
Never mind, Mr. Neff. You just leave it to me.
Well, I don't know what it could be.
Now, Mr. Neff. After all, you're the one that has the acute indigestion.
Oh, Mrs. Williams, you shouldn't flatter him like that.
What's that?
Oh, now, take it easy, Mr.
Jane, why don't you just...
Well, if somebody can show me a cure...
I said you must leave it to me. I'll fix something for you.
Fix what? You don't expect me to put just anything in my stomach.
What's your stomach got to lose in the condition it's in?
Hmm. Oh, there is something to that.
Do you feel any better now, Mr. Neff? How about this cigar now?
No. These attacks don't just come and go.
Oh, you still...
I suffer sometimes the whole night. I knew this was going to be the night. Knew it the minute I sat down to dinner. Shouldn't have to be kept waiting for dinner. Upsets my nerves.
Well, you just leave everything to me.
But I tell you that I've been to a dozen doctors.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to be going home now, Mrs. Ace.
Now? Already? Why, you just...
I understand, Mrs. Williams.
Yes, I like to turn in as early as I can. I want to be up when Neil gets home and get his breakfast.
Oh, Neil is Mrs. Williams' son, Mr. Neff. He works on the post, works nights.
Oh, but not every week. Some weeks he works days, but this week he's on nights. And I like to be up when he comes in.
Working nights isn't good for a man. I used to work nights. That's where I started getting these attacks.
Well, don't you worry about my boy. And don't you worry about your attacks, Mr. Neff. I'm going to fix you something.
Say, how about driving Mrs. Williams home?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to.
Oh, I hate to put you to the trouble.
Oh, not at all. Car's right outside. Only take about 10 or 15 minutes. Jane, and you too, Marge. You entertain Mr. Neff till I get back.
No. I've got to be turning in, too. Can't stay up late with these attacks. Got to try and sleep at all.
But I wanted to talk over a few things with you, Mr. Neff.
Have to make it tomorrow. I'm still alive.
Nonsense, Mr. Neff. You're going to be all right.
I don't see how you can say that. Why, I've been to a dozen doctors.
Here are your things, Mrs. Williams. Can I help you?
Thank you, Marge, dear.
But, Mr. Neff, I'll only be about 10 minutes.
No, no, not tonight. Can't talk business feeling the way I do.
Well, I can drive you home, too, Mr. Neff.
Oh, going my way?
Sure, I'll go your way, and maybe we can talk in the car.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Mrs. Williams. I'm sorry you have to leave so early.
Thanks so much for a delightful dinner and a most enjoyable evening.
You're welcome, and you and Mr. Neff must come again sometime.
Me and Mr. Neff.
Well, you're kind of making a club out of this, aren't you, Jane?
Well, I mean, they both...
Well, here you are, Mr. Neff. I'll help you on with your coat.
Good night, Mr. Neff. It's been nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good night, Mr. Neff.
Good night, Mrs. Ames.
I hope you feel better.
Oh, sure he will. Sorry it had to be our dinner that upset you, Mr. Neff.
I had a hunch I'd get another attack. It was due.
Now, Mr. Neff, you shouldn't think things like that. You don't have to have those spells.
But I've been having them for years.
I'll be back pretty soon, Jane. Turn on the porch light, will you?
All right.
Ever since I can remember, I've had these same attacks.
But you're not going to have them anymore. You just wait and see.
Well, it'll be a surprise to me if you can cure me.
Now, you just leave it to me. You come by my house tomorrow evening, and I'm going to fix you up something that'll surprise you.
It certainly will.
Careful of those stairs there.
Well, that was a nice clinical evening.
Isn't it marvelous how well they got along?
How well they got along. Who?
Mr. Neff and Mrs. Williams.
Say, what are you saying? They just met each other for the first time.
I know, but they seem to like each other.
Like each other? What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Imagine him liking anything.
Oh, but he does like her, and it's true. That old saying, I mean. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yes, it is a true saying. But just how well this little scheme of Jane's works to marry off Neil's mother so Marge and Neil can be married, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.